Yeah, welcome to the Shiesty Show. It's your host, Matt, back with another episode, live and direct. We back on the Shiesty Show. Shiesty Show. And we got a great show for you today. A few things I want to get to. But happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. I was just enjoying some time with family and just hanging back. Didn't do nothing too crazy. Fried a turkey, you know. Deep fried that thing. Came out pretty good. Definitely will never go back to eating turkey the regular way. When you just throw it in the oven, it doesn't hit the same. It's most of the time it's too dry. And if you look after Thanksgiving, usually there's a lot of turkey left over because people don't really eat it. Like, I ain't really fucking with it like that. When you throw it in the oven, it's all right, I guess. If you can make it juicy somehow, which is very hard to do. In my experiences, it's always pretty dry fucking turkey. But if you can get it somewhat moistured, it's probably better. But as far as it tasting good, you got to deep fry it. That's the way to go. I will never go back. We're just going to deep fry turkey for every year from now on. I think if you do it the right way, you don't have to worry about shit catching on fire and oil splashing up everywhere. I think if you do it the right way, you thaw it out the right way, it's fairly easy to do. But you still do it with caution, and ours came out pretty good. It took about an hour and 10 minutes, and definitely was good. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. Hope everyone enjoyed their time with their family, kicking back. You know, that's what it's about. That's why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, honestly. I think Christmas, people look forward to getting gifts, and that's not really what the holiday is about. It's about spending time with family, the ones you love. And eating good food, and to me that's Thanksgiving, and I that's what I love to do, eat food. I'm a fat fuck, but you know what it is, we eat good though. So I want to just say happy Thanksgiving to everyone, my favorite holiday. So, but next up we got first on the list. I want to talk about the Kendrick Lamar Grand National GNX, I believe it's called. I am not even going to lie to you. I haven't listened to very many songs. I listened to, of course, Reincarnated, the one where you sounded like Tupac. I listened to that one for sure. I thought it was cool. I just, honestly, Tupac is my favorite rapper, and Tupac has a very unique voice. I don't think anyone can copy Tupac or come close to it. Anyone that's ever tried, I don't think they do a fairly good job of capturing that emotion, that raw emotion. Tupac reminds me of like a David Ruffin, like just someone, James Brown, very, not so much in the words he used, very, very, not very complex, but then the way he says them with the passion and the voice that he has. DMX is another one, makes you feel the words come off the page with the emotion they put in their tracks. And to me, he's the greatest ever. So anyone that tries to duplicate that doesn't come close, in my opinion. I thought the song was cool, though. I didn't like it when Drake did it. I didn't like it when Kendrick did it. But, of course, the song's cool. As far as any other songs, I heard TV Off. I thought that one was definitely more of the radio hit. That one was cool. I like that one. What was another one? It was one more that I think I heard. I can't think of it right now off the top of my head, but I listened to about three songs from it so far. I just never was the biggest Kendrick fan, and that's me just being real with you guys, is I never was the biggest Kendrick fan. I think Not Like Us is an incredible song. I think Good Kid, Mad City is his best album as far as for me. That I grew up in 2012 in high school. I was a senior, so that to me is probably like his best album. It takes me back to a time of me being younger in life and just experiencing that whole album out in the streets, being like a 17-year-old kid. So nothing could ever come. Section 80 is right there as well. And then from then, I didn't really listen to Pimp a Butterfly. I didn't listen to Damn. I just heard the one song that, was, of course, was all over the radio. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is a couple tracks that I do like off that album. And honestly, that's my honest opinion. I like Kendrick. I just, when I have more time and maybe nothing to do and really dive into it, but I don't run to the Kendrick Lamar projects. But congratulations to him doing the Super Bowl, dropping a very successful album. I think they said it did over 300,000 his first week. So in today's market, that is great. Anything over 300,000, you're moving units for streaming-wise in today's market. Crazy to think back then when these guys were selling physical CDs, millions in the first week. You really look back on stuff like that now and you're like, man, that's amazing to see that. And then how now, you know, they say streams are worth not even a penny. So to sell physical copies that were $16, $17 and people actually had to go to the store, it's crazy to see now that we look at 300,000 as being successful. But that's what it is now. Congratulations to Kendrick. Got to dive more into the album so I could give you a more full in-depth breakdown of it. But I thought it was pretty cool for what I've heard so far. So next thing, of course, we got to talk coming off of the album. Here's my guy, Drake is suing. God damn it. His Canadian side just couldn't let him bow out gracefully and take his L like a man. He's just continuing to ruin his legacy at this point. I think people now, as he starts to fade out for the reign that he had. One thing I will say before I get into it. Nobody will ever have a reign like Drake. 50 didn't have a reign like Drake. Jay-Z didn't have a reign like Drake. Tupac's reign and Biggie's reign was cut short, so we don't know in that situation. But do I think they could have dominated the game for more than 10 years? And in this day and age, when music is just so throwaway, because so much music is flooded every day, nobody will ever have a reign like Drake. I watched Drake from 2009 when I was a freshman in high school to maybe, I would say, Scorpion was the last, 2018. From 2009. No. I like Scorpion. Okay. Yeah, 2009. Thank Me Later, right? Or was that So Far Gone? That's about that time. 2008, right? Yeah, so 2008 to 2018, which is Scorpion. Prime Drake. I think the one after Certified Lover Boy was okay. Her Loss is a fire album. That's a fire album too. So more than 10 years of dominating the game. I don't think we'll ever see a run like that again. But in that regard, he's ruining it right now by what he's doing. I saw it with the Pusha T beef. Because if you really dissect the bars, there's always hidden messages in these things. And even after the Pusha T beef was over and supposedly Jay Prince put a stop to it, Drake was still sending shots at Pusha T and Kanye West years later. So if you saw his ego fragile in a moment with an artist like Pusha T, you could have seen it coming. And it sucks because I thought Family Matters was a very dope diss track. I think to this day, I still say Family Matters has the better bars. Kendrick's song was just the bigger hit. And that's honestly how I think the battle went. And Kendrick got him with the hit. He back-to-back it with. He took his old style and made a radio hit. But as far as bars, it's strictly just emceeing. I think Family Matters was better. And it's sad to see him go out like this after this situation because I was having high hope. You know, he was going against another Titan. I like Pusha T. Clips was hard. I think Daytona is a very underrated album. But do I listen to a lot of Pusha T music? I don't. I don't listen to a lot of Pusha T music. I love the Coke bars, but that's not my type of rap music that I listen to on the regular. And that's just me being real. Now, do I think Push is a dope MC? Of course. Drug Dealers Anonymous is one of my favorite songs. So I think he's a very high caliber MC. But as far as everything else, not so much. Kendrick was just as big, just as popular, had just as long as run. Just Kendrick just takes longer to put out albums, so it doesn't feel like he's been in the game that long. But he was there when I was in high school too. So him, Cole, and Drake, the big three. Fuck the big three. It's just me. But I think it's just... Okay, you alleged that Kendrick beat his chick. You talk about his friend smashing his baby mama. So it was dirt thrown on both names. And because you lose the battle, you run and start to sue UMG and make all these claims. And getting back to what I was saying, though, about the whole Drake situation, having that run. You can't discredit that, right? But at the same time, he's just ruining his legacy, man. You lost a rap battle. I don't think we've ever seen this. Someone lose a rap battle, and because they lost and it didn't go their way, they're going to go sue. And I saw it, like I said before, I saw it with the Pusha thing. So I kind of knew, I kind of had a feeling that that was going to go the way it did. I was just hoping that Drake would keep it together and just accept his loss like a man this time around. You know, the better of the two. You know what I mean? So the better of the two, the better man won, and now he's getting sued. And to me, that's not hip hop. It sucks that it has to go this way. And I'm losing a lot of respect for Drake, man. And that's another thing that's kind of like fucked me up, because I was such a hardcore Drake fan growing up. Take Care is still my favorite album. Regardless of what anyone says, that's Drake's greatest album. Take Care. Nothing was the same right behind it. And that's my error right there. And it's sad that a guy that I really admired at one point to go out like this. I think he should have just dropped Family Matters and left it like that. Don't say nothing else about it. Continue to drop the hits. People would have forgot about it. I think people would have forgot about it fast. As soon as Not Like Us would have burned out, Drake would have been back to being the number one guy, man. But the way he's reacted, it's exposing a lot of things about himself. And I think people are just fed up. And I do think his reign is finally coming to an end after so many years. It sucks, man. It sucks to see that happen to an artist like Drake. At one point, it was the biggest thing ever. But it is what it is. All I got to say, that ain't hip-hop. I don't know anybody that's got... Ja Rule didn't even go and fucking sue nobody. And his career was at the highest point when he started to get dissed by 50 Cent. You know? So, it's fucked up. Fucked up situation all around for that. But congratulations to Kendrick on the album. He's going to be performing at the Super Bowl. And that really blew him up, man. That beef, he moved in the right way, and now he's being rewarded. And then you're on the other side, you see someone that didn't move the right way and how they're just taking a nosedive right now in their career. So next on the list, we got Brock Bowers is the future. Yes, sir. That is right. The Raiders have had a terrible season. I'll be the first to tell you right now. We fucking suck. I'll tell you that. But you know what, man? I think AP deserves... I think he has another year. I honestly think they'll give him another year. I just think that the whole QB situation, we need to stop getting these stopgap quarterbacks like Jimmy Garoppolo, like Gardner Minshew, and really build someone. Now, if it's going to be Aiden, I think the rest of the season is going to tell us if it's good, they're going to go in that direction on how well he plays toward the end of the season this year. Or is it going to be drafting Shador or Cam Ward? Because I do think the Raiders will end with one of the worst records and have a high draft pick. But at the same time, even though it sucks to lose a season, because I never want to go into a season losing, man. It's a long 18 weeks when your team fucking sucks. I'll tell you that. So, but the bright spot about it is the Raiders will finally invest into having a franchise quarterback. And that's what you need. Some of these franchises that have been sucking for so long have finally got that. Like Detroit, like Buffalo, like Miami, if Tua stays healthy. You need that quarterback, man. And some of these teams like the Browns, the Jets, they've been searching, the Raiders, they've been searching for that guy for years. I don't think we've had a good quarterback since maybe Carson Palmer, but for sure Rich Gannon, the last Pro Bowl quarterback. So that's a 20 years plus. The Bills were in that boat. The Browns are in that boat. These teams have been looking and searching for a quarterback for years. And it just shows you how important that position is to your team and what it means to your team going forward and being a franchise. Look at the Chiefs. They got the man, and he's been able to, you know, be successful with what they give him. So it's very important. I'm glad that the Raiders are finally going to have a chance to get that guy, whether it's Aiden or they go draft the QB and they take the best player available, which they did. Back to my boy Brock Bowers. They took the best player available. And right now, he's looking like the best player in the league. For regardless, on offense, he blocks. He helps the run game. He makes catches on two or three people. Even when he's covered, he's open. And these are not just linebackers he's burning. He's burning DBs. The number one DB usually is covering Brock Bowers. So that just tells you what his skill level is at his first year in the league. So he looks like he's 37 with his fucking hair thinning out already. Got the fucking George Costanza. But my boy is a baller. And that's one bright spot we can look forward to the Raiders. Max Crosby and Brock Bowers. Two of the best at their position. And those are two centerpieces. The quarterback is missing. So hopefully the Raiders could get the quarterback, make things right, make things happen, and get it going, man. Tank talk about retirement. Some boxing news. Tank talk about retirement. Man, I tried to like Tank. I don't like to hate on Tank, man, but just who has he really fought to talk like he's ready for retirement? Who has he really fought? Champion-wise, all these other guys are fighting each other eventually. Gambosa, Lopez, all these other guys decided, you know what, we got to fight each other. And the only one that hasn't seemed to step in the ring was someone of known. But Ryan Garcia is probably the biggest name on Tank's record. And that's not me trying to be a hater. That's not me trying to talk shit about Tank. Does Tank have power? Absolutely. Every fight, Tank is usually losing. And he knocks out the guy in the later rounds. That's usually how a Tank fight goes. So I never doubted the skill. I just think that for the way that he talks, you would think that he walked through every opponent that stood in front of him, and that's not the case. I feel like there's a lot of people that deserve a chance. Shakur being one of them for sure. A lot of people, Pitbull, I thought should deserve at least a rematch. You know, whether Pitbull lost or not recently, I think after that fight against Tank, he really showed. On a two-week notice, he came in there and gave him a hell of a fight. First fighter to ever go 12 rounds with Tank. There's just a lot of guys that I think Ryan deserved a fair opportunity because we saw what happened and how he looked when he was able to do what he wanted to do. You're in weight class for a reason, man. And maybe Ryan should fight at a heavier weight. But I don't really remember champions being allowed to dictate what a guy can blow back up to. I just don't really recall that in boxing. But, hey, well, I guess when you're the guy, you can make the rules that you want to make. But his retirement, Tank's only 30 years old. Do I think he'll retire? I don't. I think he's just saying that. I think he has a couple more fights, and I hope that he does fight one of these top guys. I don't really know who Roach is. I can't really say if I think that's a good one. But we'll see, man. We'll see what Tank takes and it goes with. Next in boxing, we got Tyson Fury against Usyk 2. I saw the trailer. One of my boys sent me the trailer. Very theatrical. Very theatrical for sure. But it was entertaining. I liked it. A lot of production in that. I just hope Fury really comes prepared this time, because I honestly still think Fury's the best heavyweight. But if Usyk can pull this off, man, we got to start throwing Usyk in there as the guy to knock off a lot of these so-called best. He knocked off Joshua twice. He'll knock off Fury twice. So he's a problem, man. And I think it's going to be a great fight. I just hope that Fury takes it serious and decides to really show up. And I think a very motivated Fury is the dangerous Fury, but we'll have to see, you know. Fight coming up in December. I believe it's next week, next Saturday. You know what? 21st, I believe. So in a couple weeks, we'll have that fight. Probably watch it here while we have our Christmas party. Tyson Fury, that's who I'm rocking with. Hopefully he can pull out the dub and get it done. But you know what, man? That's all we got for today's show. We chilling back. It's Saturday. Get this out to the people. Thank you for checking me out. It's the Shiesty Show, and we out.